Here we are, beginning of a new week, WCHL, time for trivia with the number one trivia meister in the world, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you.
You're internationally known for your trivia.
You know what? On some occasions, yes, when I was over in Norway and France, or Egypt, actually, for
Egypt.
Some television. Yeah, I was in Egypt.
Yeah?
Yep. About 3 or 4 hours west of Cairo in an oasis.
They know about your trivia over there?
I actually did some trivia questions.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Yes, with Bill Pullman. One night he and I shared an afternoon at the little place we were staying out in the middle of this oasis.
The actor?
Bill Pullman as in Independence Day.
Yeah. As in while I was sleeping?
Yes.
While you were sleeping?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Movie with Sandra Bullock. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Bill Pullman was so cool. And with Hugh Downs.
Oh, Hugh Downs. This is concentration.
Yeah, we were doing a story. It was a Fox show where we were going down into newly opened tombs.
Really?
That was pretty wild.
Wow.
Yikes.
Okay. Ooh, it's kind of a grave thought.
It was. I mean, we were going down into chambers that had only been opened up for people 30 minutes earlier and the first people to go in 2,000 years.
My goodness.
That was crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I should have done this for a Halloween question.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It was.
Man.
Got to see the Sphinx and the pyramids of Giza.
I'm glad you got a chance to do that.
That was cool. It was very cool.
Okay.
All right, but anyway, how are we going to segue to voiceovers?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, I try to do some of those myself. So.
Yes, you do.
What you got?
All right, here we go, folks. Voiceovers is our category.
For more details, go to ronstutz.com.
Yes. If Mel Blanc was the voice of Bugs Bunny.
Yes, he was.
And Michael J. Fox was the voice of Stuart Little.
Uh-huh.
Then who was the voice of nearsighted Mr. Magoo?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, Magoo. If Mel Blanc was the voice of Bugs Bunny, Michael J. Fox was the voice of Stuart Little, then who was the voice of nearsighted Mr. Magoo?
Oh, that's a good one, man.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie Kiger asking a question about voiceovers today, and I like to do voiceovers from time to time. Wish I could do more, as a matter of fact.
It's financially worth your while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But this, you know, lots of times celebrities in show business these days do voices for commercials, and you see on TV, and they've taken a lot of business away from people who do voiceovers for a living, you know, like George Clooney does a whole bunch of them, Matthew McConaughey. I mean, just go on down the line. But you were asking about the person who voiced Mr. Magoo.
And, of course,
that was Jim Backus.
Jim Backus is absolutely correct.
And he's the guy who was also famous for being on Gilligan's Island.
Thurston Howell the Third with Levy. Yeah, Jim Backus, created in 1949, Mr. Magoo, created in 49, is the nearsighted cartoon character we all know. And Backus, as you well mentioned, Thurston Howell the Third on Gilligan's Island was his voice. Great story. Backus related that once Marilyn Monroe coaxed him into her dressing room.
Really?
Jim's probably thinking,
Yeah.
And once there, she asked in her breathy voice, "Do Mr. Magoo."
Oh, that's awful.
That's the truth.
I'm sure that made him feel really good.
Yeah. Oh, Magoo.
Oh, boy. That's terrible. That's like somebody, that's like having it happen to say something in your radio voice.
Yeah, not good when, especially you're on a date or something. Or,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Well, Marilyn, that was not kind. Oh, boy. She probably didn't realize how devastating that was.
She probably had no clue. I mean, she may have been in the ditzy blonde state.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, you got it. I'll be here.
All right, buddy.